Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's being hidden and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating and in whose style Bruce is doing the hiding, if I can put it that way. And today, joining us on the phone from Schenectady, New York, is Dr. Perry Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome.
Hi.
What sort of work makes you a doctor?
Well, I'm a physician by training, but I currently work for the New York State Health Department as an epidemiologist in infectious disease control.
And do you have a musical background as well?
Not formally, but I've played piano most of my life and really enjoy listening to classical music and have really enjoyed playing the puzzler for the last year or two.
Oh, good. Now, it can be a little bit different playing at home and actually being on the radio.
I can imagine.
Well, you don't have to imagine anymore, actually, because this time it's you on the hot seat. Now, Dr. Smith, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck on either one of those, we can try to brainstorm together and see if we can come up with it.
Sounds good.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Well, Dr. Smith, where would you like to start?
Oh, my.
Strange one.
Yeah, it was very nice, though.
Oh, thanks.
I'm wondering whether this is 20th century French.
Yes, it is 20th century French, early 20th century French.
Well, I would probably go with someone like Ravel.
You're correct.
Wow. Oh. Maurice Ravel, wow. Very first guess. Now, what made you think Maurice Ravel so quickly?
Well, just the very... the tonalities and the impressionistic style, and the other person it could have been was Debussy, but it, for some reason I can't put it into words, it sounded more like Ravel to me.
Well, that's amazing that you'd narrow it down to those two, and of those two, choose Ravel.
Well, that's really good, especially since it really, part of it is Ravel. The opening four bars, or actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bars, are by Ravel.
Oh.
And maybe somewhere in the back of your mind you knew that piece. It's valse, it's one of the noble and sentimental, you know, the valse noble et sentimental. Now, what about this tune? Let's see. I'll do it again. The tune.
Yeah, I think I need some help.
Okay. Well, I'll play it starting when the tune comes in. And I would say that the tune is note for note correct. The problem is that all the harmonies are very far off. And they also suggest that, this is the fun part for me, that the tune is in a certain mode, which it's not.
It sounds so familiar. we can overcome.
We shall overcome.
That's right.
Now, yeah. The funny thing is, you know, if you take that first and make it a waltz, and then the harmonies put it in the completely wrong environment. You know, it's very strange what chords will do.
Yeah. You really have to try to separate out the melody from everything else you're hearing to be able to identify it.
Yeah, isn't there something in as an epidemiologist that's just like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We look at a lot of data and a lot of numbers, and we try to figure out the message within it.
Yeah, isolate the real cause of something that's going on.
Isolate the cause of the disease, outbreak.
So, I mean, I think for me, I was excited when I saw that that's what you do, because it seems like even though this is completely different, it's the same thing.
Well, Dr. Perry Smith from Schenectady, New York, you got the composer and you got the tune on the Piano Puzzler. Dr. Smith, what's your public radio station?
It's WMHT 89.1.
Great public radio station, great classical station there in Schenectady. Dr. Smith, thank you very much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.